Introduction by Brendan O'Hay. This was never meant to be a book. My plan was to record Judi Dench talking about all the Shakespeare parts she has played and, with her blessing, to offer it to the archive department at Shakespeare's Globe. But when a friend of her grandson overheard one of our many discussions at her home in Surrey and was intrigued to know what all the laughter, passion and arguing was about, it made me wonder if these interviews might have a wider appeal. The man who pays the rent was the name that Judi and her husband, Michael Williams, gave to Shakespeare when they were working for the Royal Shakespeare Company almost continuously throughout the 1970s. Sadly, Michael died in 2001. But he makes a number of appearances in this book, and I've loved getting to know him more through Judy's stories. For a long while, I thought of calling the book Herding Eels. Judi Dench is almost impossible to pin down, especially when it involves talking about herself and her approach to acting. Added to which is her inability to pass up an opportunity to muck about. She's unable to eat an orange without carving a strip of peel into comedy teeth. If a parcel arrives at the house, the packaging will need to be fashioned into a hat. And I've lost count of the number of times where, mid-interview, I've had to sit and watch while she tried to see how much Butterkiss popcorn she could fit into her mouth. There was another stumbling block to overcome. Judi admits to working purely on instinct and was anxious that we might get bogged down with an academic analysis of the plays. But she needn't have worried because, as will become patently obvious in the pages that follow, neither of us are academics.